While there's been no decision yet on what sort of caretaker government will take over in Iraq on June 30th, the U.S.-appointed governing council found time today to announce that the country has a new flag. The old red, white, and black stripes have been replaced with a pale blue crescent. It's supposed to represent Islam. And there are three stripes at the bottom, two blue, symbolizing the Tigris and Euphrates rivers, and a yellow stripe between them, representing Iraq's Kurds. The announcement took Iraqis by surprise, and as NPR's Anne Gerrels reports, it was not a pleasant one.
Imagine waking up one morning to find a foreign-backed, unelected government has just eliminated the stars and stripes. That's what many Iraqis feel happened today. In the noon heat, with a call to prayer in the distance, shop owners in the Karada marketplace study the picture of the new flag, which unexpectedly appeared in today's newspapers. Sabak Abdul-Jalil says the new flag's ugly. But more important, he says it doesn't touch his heart like the old one.
Yeah, of course, it's a big mistake. You know, all Iraqi just used for the previous Iraqi flag. It represents Iraq.
Iraq, he says, not Saddam Hussein, pointing out the basic design of the old Iraqi flag predated Saddam. His neighbors agree when he calls the decision by the unelected governing council with no public debate arrogant and undemocratic.
In all other countries all over the world, when they wanted to change their flag, you know, there must be a kind of legislation or a law to change the flag, and the colors must refer to something.
The old colors reflected Arab nationalism. Iraqis say the new ones mean nothing, quipping, they look like the Swedish flag or the Israeli flag. The pale blue crescent, the color of the UN, suggests to some that international body is going to be here for a long time. At worst, 27-year-old furniture salesman Haider Adnan Abbas says the flag just deepens divisions among Iraqis.
This yellow stripe, you know, causes some problems because it refers to Kurdistan. With nothing else, it refers to other Iraqi people as if only Kurds living in Iraq. This flag, you know, raising problems.
Trader Hussein Abdul-Jabbar is just plain stunned.
We must change ourselves first. I mean, our attitudes, our, you know, mentality, before we change the flag.
Doesn't the governing council have anything better to do with its time, interjects 64-year-old Hamza Abed.
Almost all young men, you know, with no jobs, just sitting home. So that's the most important thing, not the Iraqi flag. No money, no job, since the Americans occupied this country.
Traffic cop Sergeant Sattar Jabbar agrees.
I think we need a real president, a real government to support us. I mean, here, the officer, traffic people, or policemen, you know, they need a backup from a real law to be applied on all people here in Iraq.
His voice dripping with sarcasm, Sattar says the governing council and its U.S. backers apparently know better than the people. Anne Gerrels, NPR News, Baghdad.